Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer. Welcome to a very special episode of the Mad Money Machine, episode 116. This is the Couch to 5K running program in 12 steps. Definitely put this on your portable device and get your tennis shoes on and start walking for 5 minutes right now. I'll tell you when it's time to run. I'm interested not just in your financial health, but also in your physical health. What we're going to do is we're going to get everybody up off the couch and running as far as 5K or 30 minutes. This program includes all 12 steps in one, so if you've never run before, definitely start with step one. It alternates 60 seconds of jogging with 90 seconds of walking. You'll end up doing a total of 7 minutes of jogging. No big deal, right? After you're comfortable with each step, just move on to the next step. I expect that after about 8 or 9 weeks, you will be able to go from couch to 5K, completing step 12. That's 30 minutes of running. You can do it, I know, because I've done it. Just listen in this show for my cues to tell you, depending on what step you're on, whether to start jogging or start walking. Each of the steps end at a different time, so I'll tell you when to take your 5-minute cool-down walk, or just keep walking until the end of the podcast. Now, to make it interesting for you as you run along, not only have I got some fantastic music, but I've also got a description of each of the 12 steps for active investors. These are timeless tips that if you hear them 1,000 times, they'll never get old because they are words of wisdom. Learning while running. It's a great way to multitask. We've got a little over 3 minutes till your first run, so let me start at the very beginning with step one, active investors. Let's recognize what an active investor is. Active investors hope to pick winners among the many stocks, times, managers, or investment styles. But the problem with the methods deployed by active investors is that markets are moved by news. News is unpredictable and random. Therefore, the movements of stocks, markets, managers, and styles are unpredictable and random. Markets are also efficient, meaning that news is rapidly reflected in market prices. As a result, active investing is not a viable strategy. The only reliable source of long-term returns is from consistent exposure to economic risk factors that have nearly 80 years of history. Here are the durations of your first run, depending on what step you're on right now. Step one, 60 seconds. Step two, 90 seconds. Step three, also 90 seconds. Step four, 3 minutes. Step five, 5 minutes. Step six, 8 minutes. Step seven, you'll do a 20-minute run. Step eight, 5 minutes. Step nine, 10 minutes. Step 10, you'll do a 25-minute run. Step 11, you'll do a 28-minute run. And step 12, you will reach that 30-minute run goal. Couch to 5K. So everybody, get ready to run along with me as we get in both physical shape and financial shape. This is Couch to 5K in 12 steps from the Mad Money Machine. Everybody in all steps, get ready to jog now. F1 Walk for 90 Seconds. Step 2, walk for 2 minutes. Step 3, walk for 90 seconds. Step 2, Nobel laureates recognize that Nobel Prize winners researched the market. Nobel Prizes have been awarded to academics for their analysis of how stock markets work. The allure of their findings is that they're not biased by a need to earn a commission or sell you an IPO, magazine, or newspaper. More than 100 years of academic research has concluded that index funds are an investor's best investment. Sadly, the great majority of investors have never read these academic studies, so they continue as active investors. Step 1, jog again for 60 seconds. Jog for 3 minutes. Step 4, walk for 90 seconds. Step 1, walk for 90 seconds. Step 2, jog for 90 seconds. Step 3, stock pickers. Accept that stock pickers do not beat the market. The primary factor influencing the success of a stock picker is simply luck. In numerous studies, only about 3% of stock pickers beat their benchmark. Most stock pickers invest in stocks that have done well recently. However, these same stocks do poorly in subsequent periods. The performance of stocks is random, just like the news that influences their prices. Therefore, it is not possible to consistently pick stocks that will be top performers in the future. Step 4, jog for 5 minutes. That's what I want. 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 Step 1, jog for 1 minute. Step 2, walk for 2 minutes. Steps 5 and 8, walk for 3 minutes. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Step Step 1, walk for 90 seconds. Step 3, walk for 3 minutes. Step 4, time pickers understand that no one can pick the right time to be in or out of the market. When 32 market timing newsletters were compared to the S&P 500 index over a 10-year period, not one of them beat the broad market index. The primary reason for this inability to time the market is the high concentration of returns and losses that occur in a time period of a few days. In a 10-year period, about 88% of the total gain was highly concentrated in just 40 days. It is impossible to pick those 40 days in advance. Professors studied 15,000 predictions by 237 market timers and concluded that there is no evidence that market timing newsletters can time the market. Step 2, jog for 90 seconds. Step 1, jog for 60 seconds. Step 5, manager pickers realize that the winning managers were just lucky. The S&P 500 index consistently outperformed 98% of mutual fund managers over the past 3 years and 97% over the past 10 years, ending October 2004. In two 30-year studies, the S&P 500 outperformed 97 and 94% of managers. Step 5, jog for 5 minutes. Step 6, walk for 5 minutes. Step 8, jog for 8 minutes. In addition, only about 12% of the top 100 managers repeat their performance in the following years. Therefore, it is not possible to consistently pick next year's hot mutual fund manager. Step 1, walk for 90 seconds. Step 2, walk for 2 minutes. Index portfolios consistently capture the risk and return of markets, which in a high-risk index portfolio has been 14% annualized for the past 50 years compared to 11% for the S&P 500. Step 3, jog for 90 seconds. Step 6, style drifters. Comprehend active management style drift. Most mutual fund managers drift from one recent winner to another, playing fast and loose with investors' money. A fund's stated objective is altered by these style drifters. One study indicated that 40% of mutual funds drift from their originally stated style. Step 4, walk for 2.5 minutes. To make matters worse for these drifters, style performance rotates randomly, and therefore it is not possible to consistently predict tomorrow's winning style. Step 1, jog for 60 seconds. Step 9, you can now walk for 3 minutes. Step 7, silent partners. Recognize the partners in your returns. There are partners that subtly take a large slice of your investment return. In taxable accounts, over a 15-year period, active investors keep only about 50% of the total return earned by their initial investments. Step 2, jog for 90 seconds. Step 3, walk for 90 seconds. Meanwhile, investors in index funds keep about 85% of the total return by maintaining tight controls over the silent and often invisible partners of high fees, expenses, cash drag, taxes, transaction costs, and more. By minimizing the cost of these silent partners, investors will increase their expected returns. Step 8, Risk Ease. Understand how risk, return, and time are related. Lawyers speak legalese, and the best investors speak risk ease. Learning the language of risk ease requires investors to have a basic understanding of the concepts of risk, return, time, and correlation. Understanding risk ease is essential for successful investing. Most investors instead chase the short-term returns of stocks, markets, managers, or styles, and never truly understand the impact of risk, time, and correlation on their returns. The more fluent you speak risk ease, the higher your risk capacity, risk exposure, and expected returns. Step 2, walk for 2 minutes. Steps 3 and 4, jog for 3 minutes. Jog for 60 seconds. Step 9, history. Understand the historical risks and returns of indexes. Long-term data is required to estimate the expected risk and return for different stock market indexes. We now have almost 80 years of monthly risk and return data on several important indexes. Step 5, you may walk for 3 minutes. Step 6, jog for 8 minutes. Step 9, jog for 10 minutes. The mountain of empirical evidence proves that index funds are the most reliable and logical investment choice. Since you cannot predict the future based on recent events, the study of long-term stock market data is the only source of probability distributions of the expected risk and return of investments. Step 1, walk for 90 seconds. You can find more information about the 12-step program for active investors at the website for Index Funds Advisors. That's IFA.com. Let them help you get your money under control. Do your last 90-second jog. Step 10, risk capacity. Analyze your 5 dimensions of risk capacity. A risk capacity survey will help you determine your individual and unique risk capacity. 5 dimensions of your risk capacity will be thoroughly measured, resulting in a score and corresponding index portfolio. These risk capacity dimensions include time horizon, investment knowledge, net income, net worth, and attitude toward risk. This is your single most important contribution to the investing process, resulting in an investment policy statement that will provide the guidelines for your financial future. Step 1, your last 60-second jog. Step 3, you're ready for your cool-down walk of 5 minutes. Step 4, walk for 90 seconds. Step 2, you're ready for your cool-down walk of 5 minutes. Step 11, risk exposure. Analyze your 5 dimensions of risk exposure. Over 90% of the returns of diversified portfolios of index funds can be explained by their exposure to 5 dimensions of risk. Those dimensions include market, size, value, term, and default. Way to go, step 1, take a 5-minute cool-down walk. Step 5, take your last 5-minute jog. Step 8, take a 3-minute walk. Once investors have determined their risk capacity in step 10, they will be matched to one of 20 index portfolios. Index funds are utilized to minimize taxes and maximize expected returns. Step 4, your last 5-minute jog. A simulation of a properly designed index portfolio shows an outperformance over the S&P Index 500 by 3% annualized for the last 50 years at the same level of risk and after the deduction of mutual fund fees and investment advisory fees. Investors ends with a recognition that a strategy of buying, holding, and rebalancing a portfolio of index funds is the best way for investors to maximize the expected returns of their investments. A financial advisor that speaks riskies and understands how markets work can best design, implement, and maintain a risk-appropriate, tax-managed, and highly efficient portfolio of low-cost index funds for investors. After investors implement this prudent investment plan, they can kick back and relax. Minute jaw. Step 7, that's 20 minutes of running. Now take a 5-minute cool down walk. It's your cooldown walk. Step 4, your cool down walk.
In my view, is to just buy a low-cost index fund and keep buying it regularly over time, because you'll but be buying into a wonderful business, which in effect is all of American industry. And if you buy it over time, you won't buy it at the bottom, but you won't buy it all at the top either. And you'll have very low costs, and frictional costs are very important to investors. I mean, if you have 2% of a year of your funds being eaten up by fees, you're going to have a hard time matching an index fund, in my view. So I think people ought to just sit back, relax, and just keep accumulating over time.
Of running now, take 5.
Is the highest since April, though it's still well under half the level it reached at the start of this decade.
Stock markets are random and efficient. As a result, it's very difficult to predict which stock or manager will be the next champion. At Index Funds Advisors, we'll make sure you avoid the pitfalls of active management. Instead, we'll match your risk capacity to a portfolio of index funds. funds advisors, matching people with portfolios. Visit IFA.com or call us toll free at 888-643-3133.
Successfully complete the Couch to 5K running plan. I'll add your name to the Wall of Fame out at the website madmoneymachine.com/C25K. Step 11, 28 minutes of running, take 5. Walking or so. Everybody else, you're probably done with your cool down walk, but I want to thank you for staying here listening to me anyway. This is Paul Douglas Boyer of the Mad Money Machine saying it takes money to make money, and it takes Couch to 5K in 12 steps to make a Mad Money Machine. I hope you'll join me each and every Friday at madmoneymachine.com and find the podcast in iTunes, download it regularly, and listen to it every Friday. I want to thank our sponsor, Index Funds Advisors, for their generous support these many years. I want to thank music.podshow.com for the music provided on this show. I hope to see you running, and I hope to get some feedback from you. Feedback@madmoneymachine.com is my email address. You can call the voicemail line, 206-734-4763. I hope you'll stay running and stay invested. I'll see you later. I'll leave you with some words of wisdom from our sponsor, Mark Hebner at Index Funds Advisors. Returns are the result of risk compensation, not price speculation. Most people are beat up by the market instead of beating the market. The only time you should sell is when you need cash or you've given up your faith in capitalism. Risk drives returns. Most investors get the cart before the horse. Where the cart is return and the horse is risk. Markets were meant to be free, not managed. Question: when is the market likely to be inefficient or to misprice securities? According to Eugene Fama, it's when it's closed. Peter Lynch said, most individual investors would be better off in an indexed mutual fund. William Sharp, Nobel laureate in economics 1990, said, most of my investments are in equity index funds. They asked Daniel Kahneman, Nobel laureate in economics, so investors shouldn't delude themselves about beating the market? He said, they're just not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. For your physical health, you need to get off the couch. For your financial health, you need to get on the couch. Specifically, Scott Burns's Couch Potato Portfolio, 50% Vanguard Total Stock Market Index, 50% Vanguard Inflation Protected Securities.